Kevin, your thoughts just maybe tell us about, you know, having an opportunity for Kyle to be coming to the hockey club. You know, where did it start to get you here where you are today with him?
Well, actually, I've had conversations with his agent, you know, off and on over the course of the summer. And just, again, it's really all about timing. And obviously, the timing was right for us to move forward with respect to the contract offer. And, you know, looking at, you know, where he potentially fits into the lineup, you know, the fact that he can kind of move up and down the different lines, play center or wing, you know, gives us just a little bit more flexibility in trying to, you know, create different options.
Where does he fit into your roster?
Well, again, I think, you know, he does have that flexibility. He can play in the middle. He can play on the wing. You know, certainly he's going to have some power play time that is really his forte there. He's a really heady hockey player when it comes to making decisions. And, you know, again, the coaches will kind of, you know, see fit how it all figures out.
Chevy, some might say the fact that you waited until September the 9th or 8th for this decision smacks a little bit of desperation.
Well, you know, again, I think we've really been open to the concepts of, you know, looking at different options as they move along. And I think if you look at, you know, obviously there were not a lot of players signed after a period of time. And at some point, you know, you'll either go into the training camp tryout mode, and at which point in time you may end up signing some players. But it's really all about opportunity and timing and when things, you know, fit into how you want them to fit in.
What have you asked Kyle to do? There's the reputation out there that he's not a lazy player, but he's been out of shape once in his career, and some people have never let him forget it. What have you asked him to do to come when he's coming?
Well, again, it's really not what I've asked him. It's just what the expectations are, that he's a professional hockey player. He'll show up, he'll do his job, and he'll be ready to go. So from that aspect of things, he's treated like every other player at this point in time.
What do you like most about his game?
Well, I think it's, you know, again, the versatility. I think that he makes, you know, very, very good plays with the puck. I think he sees the ice very, very well. And, you know, again, for anybody that's trying to create offense, you know, someone that can hang on to the puck and make plays is an important aspect.
He's also very good in the faceoff circle, right? Is that something that maybe is lacking a little bit with the team they have going in?
Well, I think any team, you know, is looking to increase those numbers. Obviously, if you can control the puck, you can control the game. And every faceoff, you know, if you win it, there's that period of time that you do control it. So, you know, again, that is an added bonus. Again, you know, who, you know, if he goes in the shootouts or not, you know, that's something that, you know, Claude will decide. But no one single thing is, you know, kind of tips you over the top with respect to signing a player. It's you know, the whole package type thing and how he fits into the whole group.
24 hours away from getting a chance to see your rookies all together for the first time. What's your take on the first Jet rookie camp coming up here?
Well, it's very exciting. You know, again, wish we had the opportunity to have a summer development camp earlier this year to, you know, kind of get to know some of the players before, you know, rookie camp here. But, again, it's a great opportunity. You know, it really shows that the start of the regular season is near. And, you know, seeing all the smiling faces and all the excitement in the young players, I know it's going to be matched and, you know, probably even accentuated more with the veterans. Well, again, from the tournament aspect of things, you know, you're just going to ask them to be themselves and you know, play the way that they can, play the way that, you know, got them noticed. From an organizational standpoint, you know, certainly we're going to, you know, welcome them to a new situation, you know, kind of outline our expectations moving forward of what it's going to take for them to become Winnipeg Jets at the National Hockey League level. Obviously, they're going to get a chance to be introduced to Jimmy Roy from the development standpoint, you know, and he's going to get an opportunity to see them, evaluate them, get to know them for the first time as well, and begin that process.
Can you give us an update on things with Zach Coach?
Things are, you know, pretty much status quo, just, you know, conversations as they go. And, you know, it's something that, you know, again, time will play itself out.
As far as the tickets, like in 1 month, there will be the game against the Canadian. And you guys have said that you are going to sell like around 2,000 tickets 1 month before this game. And today is the 9th and they're not available yet. Do you know why?
Well, I think, you know, from a ticket standpoint, I think, you know, again, there's lots of things behind the scenes that are on the go with respect to ticket sales and, you know, ticket availability. I think there'll be, you know, greater information as it comes out. Obviously, our tickets are in great demand, you know, from a season ticket standpoint. There's obviously a lot of, you know, internal things like NHL guidelines and regulations with respect to players and what they get. And, you know, so again, from the actual number of tickets, all that will play itself out shortly.
Okay, so I don't know exactly when they're going to be available for the fans, I mean, those 2,000 tickets.
Well, again, the exact number and the exact time that tickets might be available, you know, again, that's something that, you know, we'll have to see how it all plays out.
What kind of reports are you getting on Mark Scheifele's camp?
You know, I haven't heard a lot about his camp in the OHL, but, you know, obviously looking forward to him coming here. I had a chance to chat with him at the Dale Howitzchuk golf outing when he was here and, you know, heard about how excited he was with respect to coming to our camp. But, you know, again, you know, high expectations for a player like this to come in and, you know, and certainly, you know, have a great opportunity to show himself.
So it sounds like he added some muscle, too. Is that something that...
You know, the actual numbers and everything I'm not sure on, but I did see him, you know, again, and I know how hard he has worked. I heard great things about him at the World Junior Training Camp, and, you know, from that point on, you know, again, not a surprise that he has, you know, put on the muscle because of the type of person that he is and the amount of time that he, you know, puts into working out.
Talk a little more, too, about the priorities for the rookie camp and how these guys can get ready to sort of get that first taste of experience.
Well, it's about evaluation. You know, again, watching the players, evaluating them where they're at in their careers right now. Some of them are coming to a camp like this for the very first time. Some of them have had the opportunity to be part of camps like this, you know, in the past, being drafted or, you know, free agent side of things. But, you know, for all these players, it's just about, you know, showing us where they're at in their development curve and us to beginning to make projections on them, you know, moving forward. It'll be a great opportunity for them to skate together as a group for about a week, and for a good portion of them, they'll come to main camp and continue that process.
They're just practice jerseys for now, but what's it like for you to be seeing guys in those Jets jerseys and how you see them in games in the next few days here?
Well, I think it'll be exciting. I think that, you know, the all the players are, you know, looking forward to that opportunity to put the crest, you know, on for the very first time. And, again, you know, it'll be a very special day to see that group of players on the ice tomorrow.
Can you tell us about some of your other PTO guys? I know some of them have been skating already informally.
You know, again, the opportunities are there for players to make impressions. Some players, you know, obviously don't have contracts at this point in time, are going to try and impress and are going to try and, you know, fight their way, you know, into the lineup or, you know, into the good graces. Some of them might be able to do that, but I guess time will tell.
I'm also about Kyle. He's played in the conference final a few times. Can you tell me what it means to bring in a guy like that who's played?
Well, experience. Experience in the playoffs is, you know, it's a whole different ball game. It's something that, you know, when you play in the playoffs, you're playing for keeps each and every night. And every play that you make is accentuated. Every play that you make, you know, could be the difference. So to have those type of pressure situations and have someone that goes, you know, has gone through them, you know, obviously with guys like Andrew Ladd, you know, throughout the years of playoffs and Stanley Cup championships, you know, again, it'll be a good voice in the dressing room.
Thank you.